Fiona Ritchie here. Hope you're doing fine and welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock. Liz Carroll and John Doyle began their set of fiddle guitar tunes with her composition, Smokies in Arbroath. Indeed, the East Coast Scottish fishing port in the district of Angus is the only place to find the authentic haddock delicacy cooked in the smoke of hardwood fires, according to the traditional 18th century method. They are certainly more than delicious enough to have a tune named for them. Now, where would you read the following words? It is, in truth, not for glory, nor riches, nor honours that we are fighting, but for freedom, for that alone, which no honest man gives up but with life itself. The American Declaration of Independence? No, although that document was partly based on this much older one. The clue is in the Smokies of the opening tunes. The words were written by the Abbot of Arbroath Abbey in a letter sent to the Pope on behalf of nobles and barons and the people of Scotland. The document dates from 1320, and some see it as a landmark in radical Western thought, not only an eloquent expression of nationhood, but one which set the will of the people above the wishes of the king. And we're here with music to fit, including Laura McGee's Arbroath Suite. But let's travel to the district of Angus first with Battlefield Band.
Oh, tell me what was on your mind, your roaring Norland wind, as ye come blowing free the land that's never free my mind. My feet they travel England, but I'm dying for the north. My man, I saw silver tides run up the Firth of Forth. I wind again the wheeling yach and find the foam rise, and fain I felt the creeping mist on yonder shore that lies. But tell me, as ye pass them by, what saw ye on the way? My man have rocked the roving gulls that sail up in the tea. But saw ye nothing leaving when afore ye come to five? There's muckle eyes ayont the tea, means mair to me nor life. My man, I've swept the Angus braes, ye have me trodden.
Paddy, my lad, when you're gone at the tail of the plough and the day's drawing, when the barn and yellow's a war that was ain't so low on the blaze of wind. Day you mind of me that's steeped with the weary poo south and its poor concerns, while the weepies fade on the nose at the river's mouth and the how the man's. While the weepies fade on the nose at the river's mouth and the how the man's. There was nae twa lads for the grampians doon to the tae that could best us twa. At the potty had a dance on the field on a fit by day we could stop them all. And at curtain time when the stars keep doon in the glen and it's the eager fans, it was you and me got the peck or the basket then in the how the man's. It was you and me got the peck or the basket then in the how the man's. London is fine and for all the lasses at him I'll be 60 here. But the springtime comes in the hairst and it's aye the same through the changeful year. Oh, a lad thinks lang, oh hey, many things as well as his breedy ends. And the thrashing new and the white farm up on the hill and the howl of the man's. Aye, the thrashing new and the white farm up on the hill and the howl of the man's. Can I mind myself and toil for the labour my days while I've been to sea? When I'm all done with the fash or the English ways, I'll come home to thee. For the lad dreams aye of the prize that the man'll get when he lives and lands. And it's far, far ayont him still, but it's fairer yet to the how the man's. Aye, it's far, far ayont him still, but it's fairer yet to the how the man's. Head is white and your thumb the wax bit past. When your hands are hard and heavy, day hard the plough I'll win him at last. And we'll bide our time in the nose while the broom stands brown, we played his bairns. Till the last lang gloaming shall creep on his faith and far on the how the man's. Till the last lang gloaming shall creep on his faith and far on the how the man's.
Steve Byrne is a musician from Arbroath singing How Are the Mearns for us there, one of many songs he's written about his home county of Angus and the countryside nearby. He's one of a number of today's musicians proud of the remarkable history of the area. Another is the young fiddler Laura McGee from Monifieth near Arbroath, and she's been moved to write the Arbroath Suite, music inspired first by the days of the Declaration of Arbroath in 1320. That remarkable medieval document that, as John Preble said, shone a torch upon future struggles which its signatories could not have foreseen or understood. It's certainly cited as an inspiration to the founding fathers who drafted the American Declaration of Independence, many of whom were of Scottish or Scots-Irish lineage. Let's hear Laura McGee's Declaration and Riverside from her Arbroath Suite. And first, Steve Byrne again, singing of the abbey and fishing town that poet Marian Angus said was never built by mortal hand, the Seaward Tune.
Gen ye had ne bad ye'r paint a dor, for drid o dda drib yn mast. I mecht ei had the news gang by, that blows as the wind last. Better he spun we a golden thread by the grey I hash o' the peat, than woven your sorrow's weary web, cold as a shrewd and sheet. Mourn and I for the sea water, lapped round with a hungry way. We'll carrow and stay na wond, and nilk a yeard a grey. Gen ye hardness to get sae fast ye door, we heed and head for he. A lily bud for a fair priest nod, and a sprig o' the rosemary. O'er the bent and o'er the bent, ayon the blowing sand. Your fat were a fant, a sea tone, not beget by mortal hand. We are glamour and love, a shine and paint, and a star. And a drowsy air that's neither cold nor heat. Can your hardness to get your painted door at the light o' day was done? Ye might have had the host gang by or this brassy war too.
As long as but 100 of us remain alive, never will we in any condition be brought under English rule. It is, in truth, not for glory nor riches, not for the honour that we are fighting, but only and alone for freedom, which no good man surrenders but with his life.
from Laura McGee's Our Broth Suite, from which we'll enjoy more later as she develops the theme from the medieval declaration of Our Broth and on through history and changing musical styles with migration to America, where the declaration of Our Broth is now marked as part of the annual Tartan Day celebrations. You can view playlists of our radio programmes online at thistleradio.com. And this is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie, another songwriter of today who's very fond of the gentle countryside towards Scotland's east coast is Jim Malcolm, and this is his tribute to the traditional travellers of Tayside in Fields of Angus.
Of all the mills that fill Dundee, there's no loom could harness me. The mill keeps clacking its rear, but it stills, but I'll soon be traipsing through the Sidlaw Hills. Come leave these dark mills and tramp away me through the fields of Angus and round by the Tay. We'll seek good mornings and work when working, and we'll while summer evenings fishing perils free. Of all the birds that fill the sky, the cheerful lark is the hardest to spy. The mill keeps clacking, I'm choked with the stew, and I wish that we were camped by. Come leave these dark mills and tramp away me through the fields of Angus and round by the Tay. We'll seek good mornings and work when working, and we'll while summer evenings fishing the perils play. Of all the fish that fill the stream, the lonely herring of all the months that fill the year, the cruel November fills my fear. The mill keeps clacking and winter's a hill, and we'll hate to find a job in Dundee too. Come leave these dark mills and tramp away me through the fields of Angus and round by the Tay. We'll seek good loanings and work when we're keen, and we'll wild summer evenings fishing pebbles free. Come leave these dark mills and tramp away me through the fields of Angus and round by the Tay. We'll seek good loanings and work when we're keen, and we'll wild summer evenings fishing paddles through the stream.
Declaration. We were born. in a nation.
In 1791, Robert Burns took fragments of traditional verse to shape that song condemning the 31 nobles who ignored the opposition and the fury of the people in signing the Act of Union with England in 1707, creating the United Kingdom, and so adjourning the Scottish Parliament for almost 300 years, for which they were very well compensated, hence the Parcel of Rogues. That event took place almost four centuries after the Declaration of Arbroath made its plea for liberty and freedom, signed by, but not for its nobles and king alone, but on behalf of the entire community of Scotland. Its passionate declaration that freedom is a right has been inspirational ever since, including to the framers of the US Declaration of Independence. Fiddler and composer Laura McGee from Close to Arbroath makes the connections between these medieval visionaries and the Americans of Scottish descent with her Arbroath suite. Here's Roxburgh House, Stepping Stone and Commemoration from Laura McGee.
Thank you.
Music from Arbroath Suite by Laura McGee. Find out more about her music at www.lauramcgee.com, spell McGee, M-C-G-H-E-E. You've been listening to The Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our programme comes to you each week from Scotland. At our website, you can find lots of information about our radio programmes and this music. You'll find programme playlists there, and we'll be adding the one for this week within just a couple of days. Follow the playlist link at thistleradio.com. And you can contact us by email from the link on any of our web pages. Now, maybe you'd like to receive some recent programme playlists by regular mail. Just mention this week's programme for Freedom Alone and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Well, next week is already in the pipeline, but I'll be leaving you now with Malinky and their Scotia set. Thanks for your company.